So we need to go through part two of the seeker for this. So part one is pretty simple on these local laws. You answer question one, that it's a local law. You attach a narrative, which is what my memo is here. And you don't need to go any further. Part two, we need to answer if the following questions that I'm going to ask you are a small or moderate to large impact environmentally. So I'll read the questions. If you think it's a large impact, say large impact, and we'll note it. I don't anticipate anybody will say that for these, because the law is intended to minimize the potential impacts to the environment from lithium ion or battery energy storage systems. So, will the proposed action create a material conflict with adopted land use plan or zoning regulations? No. Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use in land? Small impact. I mean, these are not taking up huge square footages. It's a change, and mm-hmm. It would be a small impact. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community? No. Screening is required in the local law. Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that caused the establishment of a critical environmental area? We do not have any CEAs in the town of Lysander, so no. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkways? No. Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonable available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? These facilities are specifically for renewable energy opportunities, so no. Will the proposed action impact existing public and private water supplies, public and private water wastewater treatment plants? No. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, or architectural or aesthetic resources? No. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, wetlands, groundwater, air quality, flora, fauna, being that this is the local law, there will be no effects? Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? No. This is a local law. Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? No. So in the resolution, it says it's a negative declaration. Once we pass the resolution, the supervisor will need to sign part three of the EAF that's attached to the second page of that.
So I have a question just in general about these. I've done them before with the out. Is this the protocol?
You're supposed to do them before the public hearing.
I mean, you couldn't have answered these questions.
The legislative body, really? That is the lead agency, has to.
Theoretically, if there was a challenge, the challenge is that the board take a hard look at these questions.
Okay.
And, you know, you can say, well, our engineer looked at it, we just went along with him.
But right.
The better answer is, yeah, we looked at it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, it took us all of 3 minutes to get through that, and we're
good to go.
It's unchallengeable now.
No criticism.
Is it secret resolution?
The adoption of the local law, I think she has in here.
Yeah, but I don't know. Seeker. No, so we should just add
that.
A.
Yep.
And that.
And what?
To letter A, that there's.
Yep.
The seeker has been determined to be a negative declaration.
And we'll start that. Whereas seeker has been.
This motion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas. All right. What do we need in there?
Seeker has been determined a negative declaration.
Some things are type 2 actions, and type 2 actions don't require environmental review, so we wouldn't even do those, but if it requires it, that's...
So the seeker has been determined a negative declaration?
Yep.
Okay. So should we read motion...
Made by second and whatever. So whereas seeker has been determined a negative declaration
motion to
made
adopt.
By yep to yeah. adopt yep
mm-hmm. Okay.
So a couple other little things on this. I was reviewing the local law, and on pages there's three spots that planning board or town board, so this was just a model local law published by NYSERDA, on pages 4 and 5, articles 5B, there's a reference to town board that will need to be changed to planning board, and section 7.2, another reference to town board that'll go to planning board, and section 7, so 7A2 and 7A4, another reference to town board. Every place else, the planning board got changed, just three got missed.
Yeah, I don't have any you're looking me. At.
Oh, you don't have the local law? She didn't print the local law for you?
No.
I may have changed those anyway, so in any event, I'll change it before she publishes the minutes.
Okay. Just so everybody's aware of it, that any references, so maybe we'll just say that in the public hearing, there's three references in each section.
No. Oh, okay. You want to look at it?
No, I listened to him.
Okay.
I'll just say that in the public hearing, that there's three references to town board in these sections, is that will be revised to planning board prior to finally. I think they're back there.
If not, they're online.
So yeah. They need
it. And I told her they needed to be changed.
That's the latest version back there?
No, it's not.
Okay. Thank you.
We didn't notice Thank until she already printed them out.
Thank you.
There was something else with this that I was trying to. Oh, yeah. That so we'll go on to the town park land swap, and this is in regards to resolutions K and L. We'll pass out the documentation on these. You could just take one of these and pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the line. Same with this one. So I got three quotes on both the survey and the appraisal. The low price on the appraisal came from Mary Jo Gray, who's a licensed real estate appraiser in New York State, at the amount of $500. And the lowest price on the survey that we got was from Moore Land Surveying in the amount of $3,950. The surveys came in a little higher than I anticipated, and I think it's simply because of the wooded nature of the area for the terrain and setting the property pins for the new property line. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking $1,500 to $2,000. Our low number on that is for Moore Land Surveying in the amount of $3,950. Currently, there's $13,000 in change in the fee in lieu of parklands account, so we do have funds to pay for this, provided the board's willing to move forward with motions K and L. So motion K would be the proposal for Moore Land Surveying in the amount of $3,950.
$3,950?
Yep. And motion J is proposal from Mary Jo Gray in the amount of $500. This is done.
So Mary Jo is J.
Yes.
And the other one is K. Okay.
Correct.
And that's $500. And Mary Jo Gray.
So I have a request as well. And Tony, let me know if we absolutely need to do this or not. So we have to renew our petroleum bulk storage permit with the DEC. It's simply a permit renewal that needs to be signed by the town supervisor, and we got to cut them the DEC a check for $500. I had gotten this to Dina on Tuesday. It never got onto the agenda. I mean, it is just a renewal. It's not a new permit. We're just renewing what we have and paying the administrative fee that the DEC charges us. I don't know if we need to add it. What's your thoughts, Tony?
I'd like to see a resolution because we're paying money.
Paying the money? Okay. So here's a copy of the suggested resolution. If we could add that as item N.
Yeah, I've got one. Thanks.
Oh, on to Community Development Block Grant.
No, I'm good.
So, our areas eligible for Community Development Block Grant funding changed completely this year, which throws a big wrench in what we had put in our five-year plan last year. So,
the five-year plan is only good for a year.
Right? Yeah. It does appear to be odd in the areas that they've designated as low income, because they are in our industrial park and the what would really be the southwest portion of the Radisson residential community. And then the southwest corner of the town, really the Jack's Reef Peninsula area, south of 370 from the 690 exchange all the way over to Morgan Road.
So how does this change from 1 year to the next? I mean, it's not
the census. The U.S. Census Bureau determines areas that are eligible.
Right, but the census hasn't been done yet.
You got me. I got nothing. I really don't. Because this makes no sense to me. I'm sorry.
What are the numbers on here? 1, 2, 2.
The census tracts.
Okay.
It's probably going to change because they're going to do the census this year. So that'll all change again?
Yeah. Guess. Hopefully they're more accurate next time.
Okay. The fact that it changed this time is kind of odd.
Yeah, I got nothing on why this changed. Because if you remember what's shown as Track 3, 11402, last year, that's what the only section of the town that was eligible.
And that's what, if you remember, Jill made the mention that this was what was common when he was mayor of the village because most of the town did not fall within the scope.
Yeah.
Sockwood does this?
No. Sockwood produced the map. Right. There's actually a community development agency within the county that awards these funds. So FEMA gives out pots of money to the state. The state distributes those pots of money to each county.
Right, it's a county agency that actually came
no,
up with
no,
the map?
No, the federal government comes up with the map.
The map and tells the county to put this
that
on
you
the
can
map.
That you can distribute funds, these funds in these areas.
Wow. That's bizarre.
So these
I don't want to belabor it. I mean, I could see if a census was done and then the data was different from...
I got nothing on this. It's bizarre to me.
But they need a proposal by what, May 15th?
So that was the grant applications are due April 3rd.
April 3rd.
So one of the things I was going to ask the board to do is she has the public hearing set for a motion for the public hearing set for our next meeting, which I think is March
19th.
What resolution is it here?
It's L.
I'd like to move that to April 2nd, just because I don't know if I'm going to have... So the public hearing has to be... So there's two changes. I'd like to change the date to April 2nd and to hear all for those for or against the Community Development Block Grant application and five-year plan. Application is missing in there. And I don't know if I'm going to have the application completed by the next meeting, just because I don't even know what I'm going to apply for yet. I have some ideas, because we can do parks projects, but we have to show that they benefit low-income people and handicapped and disabled people. We have a need for age-appropriate playground equipment for the 5 to 12-year-old kids in our park. I'd like to ask for some playground equipment and some outdoor fitness equipment for adults, which plays into, you make it ADA compliant, plays into physical fitness for low-income people who don't have, if they're low-income, they presumably don't have gym memberships. It gives them an opportunity to get physical fitness and exercise outside. So I think that would qualify, and you can go for two different grant funding amounts, one for $150,000 and one for $50,000. For that project, we would go for the $150,000 funding amount. Tony has an idea for fitness equipment or playground equipment for the kids that's more like American Ninja Warrior style stuff with a circuit training. And the same type of idea for adults, maybe not as high impact, you know, not necessarily jumping over walls and things like that, but something to that nature. We're working on specs and equipment.
And that ninja stuff is huge right now.
It is. It's a very popular thing. Yeah. And I don't see it going away. I mean, that stuff's been around now for 8-9 years and seems to be only growing in popularity. So it's it provides something for really every member of the community, but it's certainly
suitable.
You don't
have to get a membership because those memberships are pricey.
Exactly.
So it fits into the low-income.
Right. Yes. above and beyond that.
Well, how does it fit? Because you're not going to put that stuff in these areas.
No, it doesn't, but it does say that parks are eligible in this. Here, let me pass out.
That's all right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a park just because.
Parks projects, because we only have one park in town that services all of these, the two low-income areas that we have.
Yeah, well, didn't we make that argument last year?
We certainly did.
And we got rejected for that.
Well, no, argument. Our application last year was for dry hydrants for the northwest quadrant of the town.
But didn't we also make an argument?
No, we were going to try to apply for that for the 2020 project. Okay. We just didn't have time to.
I thought that there was a conversation where we made that. Do we put it on a list or something?
We put it on the five-year plan.
Okay.
But I checked with the county. Okay. And we one of the things I wanted to do was get. We were trying, when Al and I had originally talked, we were talking about making this a disaster evacuation area, so I wanted to get generators for here and the highway, and they said that won't fit this criteria, so then we were talking about the playground equipment, and they said, yeah, that should fit.
Okay.
And they actually said, apply for both.
Yeah. So I would like to, I mean, we can apply for the generator, we're probably not going to get funded, bottom line.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. We're not gonna
I don't
get
see
it.
Any reason to. I mean, they said no.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty clear. He said no.
Yeah.
I mean,
Peter and I were talking earlier, and we bounced around the idea of a new roof for the maintenance barn at the park, but I just don't know. I don't
paving
know.
Paving the parking lot.
Paving the parking lot's a possibility.
Right.
Typically, they don't like, 'cause they would consider that a maintenance project. Which may not be received well, but if we said we were going to pave the walking path because that's ADA compliant, that might be an eligible project that would score pretty high. So hot mix paving the existing stone dust or chip sealed walking path might be something that we could look at.
When was the last time it was paved?
We chip sealed it 5 or 6 years ago. 6 years ago, I think. But it's just, you know, stone and oil. It's a stone and oil path that we could look at. Some hot funding for hot mix asphalt on the walking trail is an idea that I had, and that's probably, within that $50,000 number. I'm stretching here. Well, I'm limited in ideas. And
we don't have to come up with it tonight, but it's something that
I really would like.
We ought to be thinking about.
I need some
like
the ninja.
But we got to come up with five. We got to come up with 5 years' worth of ideas. So I need to come up with five projects.
Well, even the, the land swap, one of the reasons we want the land swap is because we can make a trail around.
We could do a nature trail.
So
yeah,
that
we
right
could,
there can be another
part of it. Yeah, we could ask for funding for a nature trail. An ADA compliant nature trail, so you get educational benefit, and that's a possibility.
Put your circuit workouts along the trail.
You could, I mean,
so this is an application for 5 years or five?
No, we have to, when we submit the application, we have to show a 5-year plan of what we're going to apply for the next 5 years.
Okay, and we didn't do that last year.
We did. But it was all for projects that were focused on the northwest quadrant of the town.
They changed the map.
They changed the map on
and
us.
We got surprised this happened. It just came.
We got it last week, I think. Last Friday, Thursday or Friday, we got it.
Yep.
But we knew they were going to change the map. We knew that. Because that's why we got denied. Because they were going to change the map.
Is that why? I don't know. I never got it.
I believe that we were aware that they were going to change.
Yeah, I was not. I
so
personally
we,
was
so
not aware
we
of that.
Were
yeah.
denied.
So I appreciate we have to scramble board. This year. You know, we have a few weeks to. What happens next year at this time?
So, well, provided that we're sticking with our 5-year plan, provided we're sticking with our 5-year plan, and these maps haven't changed. I mean, I think we pick 5 projects in the park that we.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. and it's can't we get what I wrote in that note, that memo was, can't we get ready for 2021 a little bit ahead of time?
Oh, absolutely.
Resuming, so you're not scrambling, not any of us are scrambling. Just have a laundry list of a half a dozen things that. You know, this would be nice to do. And
yeah.
And then plug them in as the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm struggling with ideas, so I'm reaching out to you guys to help. And we got to, you know, we got to get this thing to a point of being ready to submit in a month, basically.
Now, can we modify them if we come up with a 5-year plan?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
next year we can modify
them. We can. You can.
Yeah, so... You know, we got a couple of projects. I think we come up with 3 other ones, and then maybe over the course of the year, let's start thinking about some projects that might fit in some of these areas and have them ready, and we'll do all the work on it.
Is there any improvement to the spray park that could be put in here?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly opportunities to swap out components
do something that, you know, you should try to read these people's minds. I mean, make it more handicapped accessible. I don't know, just
yeah.
Know.
I mean, we could. The other thing we can look at is maybe ask for some funding for a pavilion or improvements to community room, something like that. We're getting the Nozovich property, so obviously we've got some work to do there. I mean, but we don't really have a long term. We haven't come up with a true long term plan of how we're going to attack demo layout of fields, because Tony wants to make that soccer field space.
I mean, we can use part of that grant plan to tear it down and to.
Maybe. How do you prove that it's for low? The tearing it down is for low income benefits. Benefit provides
come
benefit.
Up with, come up with an idea to put something on it. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know? It's a tough.
I mean, putting ourselves in the shoes of the people who are going to say yay or nay, they're not going to want to demolish a building, but they're going to want to do something sexy.
Yes, that's where I'm going. That's exactly.
And that's why, and that's what we have to think about. Whether it's a spray park addition, paving a trail, making something more. You know, encouraging activity for senior citizens. You know, all those buzzwords.
Yeah, and I mean, we just gotta brainstorm. I mean,
people like those trails.
They do.
I mean,
that's
I talk to people and they're using them.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I mean, we got we're
they
applying for that $50,000 grant to put that trail in half a mile, so we could apply for another half a mile.
Yeah,
you know,
we got
and then pave it.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe this the community development grant would be the funds to pave it, so
and
that
then,
it's ADA.
Yeah, and then put the ninja stuff in there. And
yeah, I mean, we got, I mean, one of the things that Tony sent me today, he likes the idea of like a BMX pump track type thing. So it's like a BMX type.
Remember back at the day, Wayne's bike had one over at Onondaga Lake Park?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I do. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so.
It didn't last. It was very good, but that's not in right now.
I would shy from that one. But
Yeah,
this is. I'm a site development, paving, grading, drainage, asset management.
Kids aren't doing BMX anymore.
Okay.
Encouraging.
I mean, mountain biking is still big. I mean,
right. They're going down mountains now.
Yeah.
Around little bumps.
Yeah.
Encouraging kids to exercise and learn about nature and older folks. I mean, those are old buzzwords.
Yeah. Right?
You know, those are the things that, you know, I feel bad that I wish we had time to brainstorm a little further. But
I mean, like I said, if you guys can think of some things, shoot me an email, just give me a phone call.
Well,
let
plus,
me know
we can update it next year. We can change it.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I ask for it every year.
I got to come up with
something this year.
Yeah, I got to come up with
so.
But the fact that you know, we're going to not buy it, but exchange this property and we have to put trails on it, I mean, that's a natural.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's something that we could do, because if we're going to build, I mean, they're not going to pay to demo the house, but they might pay to build a loop trail around the fields that we're going to build. That's ADA compliant.
Well, I was
compliant.
Talking about the other property.
Where we're doing this land swap. Yeah, that's a possibility too.
It's not going to be inexpensive to build a trail out there. So.
Not at all.
Trees.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I think we can weave through the trees pretty good, because it's at least the piece that we're swapping for. there's a lot of understory, pretty good spaces between most of the trees. So I don't think we got to do too much from a large tree removal. Sure. There will be some, but a lot of understory growth removal. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a few, but it's not like we're going to be clearing, you know, 150 trees out to.
Could you send us an email? Don't elaborate. Don't take more than 5 minutes of all the ideas that you've come up
sure.
with so far.
Yeah, and then I'll just ask you to add.
I'll do my best to add to it.
Perfect. That's all I got. So we got through my stuff.
So we're going to change the date of the
public hearing.
April 2nd.
April 2nd? Okay. And that's on L, right?
Yep. Yes.
So it's going to say Thursday, April 2nd, 7 p.m. And then
and it's a five-year grant. The community development.
Community development application and block grant five-year plan. Okay, I got that. April 2nd. Jerry. So we're going to talk about the five-year replacement plan. I think everyone has a copy of that, right?
And I'd also like to talk about, at least go over it briefly, the 2020 pavement management plan.
Okay.
Well, a lot of that.
Yep. Why don't we talk about the five-year plan on equipment purchase first? Where's Dave's over there? Don't go too far, Dave. So what we did was we had a highway committee, and we tried to come up with a plan. I went out with Jerry. Oh, there you are. With Jerry and. We looked at all their equipment, you know, looked at the roads, looked at their equipment. Afterwards, we got together with the highway committee and sat down and tried to come up with a plan to upgrade the equipment. I mean, because I don't know when the last time anyone's been out there to look at that stuff, but that equipment is pretty tired. I don't have my thing right here. Yeah, I got it. So the committee came up with a plan, and that included Jerry, Al, we had Dave in there as well, me, Steve Occhino, who's the community representative, and
Rick Shader.
Yeah. So this is what we came up with. That's in front of you. So what we're trying to do is come up with a plan to get the just starting to replace the equipment, because all you have to do is look at the city and see what kind of condition they were in, because they were not doing their due diligence as far as taking care of their equipment over the years. And when I looked at it, I mean, from my perspective, going it over with Jerry, I think that equipment is tired and we have to do something. And this is what we came up with as a committee.
What it addresses is this year's budgeted funds. Nothing changes there. Okay, it was $215 for machinery and equipment. The change it makes to that is how we're going to utilize it. Okay, instead of just buying a truck with it, that wipes it out.
Dave, you want to come over?
Okay. Here? We were going to do a lease purchase agreement on the truck that we ordered.
Well, financing.
Yeah.
Five-year financing.
Whichever way is.
5-year financing.
Okay.
We changed the language.
Okay.
That's what it is. Let's not lock ourselves into leasing, because we may not lease purchase.
Right.
I mean, we might be able to do better.
Do better with financing.
That starts.
We've ordered the truck, but we're figuring out which way is the best way to pay for it in that $45,000 range.
Right.
Not only that. To also purchase
The
three new vehicles.
So by
and
doing
the
that, it allows us, instead of the whole $215 going out the door on the one purchase, it allows us to get the roadside mower that we'd requested for this year. And
the $215 is what we approved at the last meeting? Okay, so this is already approved.
Yeah.
And actually, that number is going to come down, because Jerry is looking to purchase 2017 model, but it's brand new with all the warranties and everything else like that.
The roadside mower that we priced out even a couple years ago was so close to $130,000. If you look on this five-year plan, you'll see we had 130, I think, is what's down there.
Yeah, 130.
Yeah, 131. Okay, and of that 215 that we had budgeted for this year, this opportunity here is a unit that was built. It's brand new. It has a two-year, 2,000 warranty on it, 2,000-hour warranty. It's a new unit. It's
meets all your specs.
Absolutely.
This is the tractor you're talking about.
Yeah, the roadside mower.
Yeah, right.
Tractor and mower.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the, here, you can look at it. But by buying that one that was produced for the market.
That's why this number was in the email.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And, but by finding this already built unit, and we'd even be purchasing it for $11,100 less than a contract price,
right.
Okay? And that drops it from that 131 you see to 169 for the unit, okay? Which, that's a good buy. Between those savings, we sold the two trucks, picked up $9,150 for the two trucks that we sold at auction. By getting a hold of this roadside mower this time of year, because if you don't buy a produced unit, it's 6 to 9 months to get one. So just a hit, we found one.
You get to sell the other.
Yeah, sell the trucks, or we sold the trucks.
The mower.
Sell the mower. That should bring 15 to 20 in our estimates of what we see other roadside mowers of that vintage going for, and then the truck four, which is the one that we've got it listed there. You see cabin chassis. Okay, we have the box to go on that, so we're just buying the cabin chassis. That was purchased last year. and then you'll sell that truck four. Now, is that going to bring a lot of cash? No, probably not. It's a 2004. I mean, the box is pretty tough shape under it. But you'll get something out of it. It's got coming close to 100,000 miles on it, but it's a four-door. The cab's not rotten, but the box is. So that'll bring more money back. We figure that the money's coming back between that and the savings. It'll pretty well make next year's lease payment.
All right, so that's what I was going to ask you, Jerry.
Yeah.
So for starters, it's not a lease payment.
Or
it could be. Depends.
Yeah.
We're not going to know until.
Well, it's on the. It's on
yeah,
the,
that's going to be changed.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
First, I want to make
because
sure that.
We're not going to know that till 10 months down the road when it comes time to pay for it. Are we lease purchasing it, or are we going to go borrow the money?
Yeah.
Either way,
so I want to make sure of that. So what we're doing is taking the truck. We have $215,000.
Yep.
That we voted on at the last meeting.
Yes.
Changing that from just an outright buy to not a lease, but a five-year...
Some kind of finance.
Right, some kind of finance. All right. And then...
Well, actually, hold on. I think it's going to be a four-year lease, right, Dave? Because we got the money to pay this
year. Well, the $45,000 is going to be the down payment.
Right.
And then
it'll be four years. Right. So it'll actually be 4 years financing.
Okay. So we're going to change...
Yeah. I got it right here. I got a four-year finance instead of lease, because we might not lease it. Might be able to get a van or something else that's money's coming down. It's cheap.
Well, and so that's
well, our vendors, when we were talking about these trucks, not just price, but we had them give us their version of a lease payment, so we could see what the interest rates were going to be and what it would amount to. It was like 45 and change or 47 and change. You know, it was very close.
So my second thing, just, and I'll let you go.
No,
that's so cool. My curiosity is, here you've got a plan together and you're throwing out the numbers for the revenue side of it, but we don't have any. Is there a revenue? Do you have a document there that can list the revenue that you're talking about? You know, the $9,100 we already know about.
Right. Those are sold.
So the part of the plan should be that revenue. Do you have that that I can look at, or that we can look at?
He wouldn't know what it is right now.
Yes.
I mean,
we don't have it all sold.
Right. Yes. But I mean,
it's a.
I understand that it's an estimation, but I'd like to see that estimation.
That's I mean, just to have it.
Yeah.
I mean, what you is know, I mean, because the revenue side of it is important in order to make this work.
So, and how much is the revenue?
Well, it actually makes it work better than what you see there
right
in front of you.
Right now, I've got
if I see it.
91 yeah. plus a
No, I mean, the plan you see,
right,
the revenue coming back revenues. Makes it right. better
yeah.
than what right. you see there.
And that's what I want to see.
And it's about, okay. what, 24,000? I added 15 and 9,100. Is there even more? You said 15 for the mower potentially, and 91 we already got, so that's 24.1.
Right, and then you're, we had 131 in our numbers there.
We had $10,000 in the revenue side of this year's budget for the sale of those two trucks.
Oh, we already did?
Did you?
That was included in that 2015?
Didn't they have something on the revenue side this year?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
I like the looks of this, Jerry. All what I'm saying is I'd like to see how much better it gets as you start to auction off these vehicles, or what you think you're going to get by auctioning off these vehicles.
And all that'll do is change. It won't change this year's. It'll change the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this year's the numbers crunch. No, I get it, and we're actually $11,100 right. and to the good. I see that.
Right.
But...
Because in essence,
I'm looking for the rest of it.
In essence, he is, but he isn't. He isn't asking you to set this in concrete.
Good.
Well,
I mean, everything below 2020 right. is subject to change, except $45,000 a year
right.
if we decide to finance that the truck that we just ordered.
Correct.
Right. Other than that, it's all subject to change.
Just for your curiosity. Just adding up the sale of the two trucks, the difference in the cost versus what we had estimated, the sale of the roadside mower, and say $4,000 for the old truck four,
mm-hmm.
okay? That adds up to $42,250.
Yes.
Right, so that is
pretty well covers what? Next year's lease payment.
That's what I'm hoping. Okay. But I just wanted to see it. That's all.
How did it add up to 44? I got 91 for the we already made, 15 for the mower, and 4 for truck 4. So that's
14.1
so
is an additional because
oh, that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. But the 91
difference between what we had in the plan and what we could.
I don't think we did.
That?
I don't think we did.
Oh, you don't think that? Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. The other point I wanted to make was don't lose track of the fact that we still will have $340,000 squirreled away in a reserve in the event that we need want to speed this up or
something
we want to slow it down or mm-hmm. maybe in the year that we're proposing to purchase two trucks, you might want to use more of what's in the reserve. Because when you can see, as you can see, the way it's proposed right now, by the time we get to the end of the fifth year, we've still got $261,000 sitting in an equipment reserve. We could actually pay for a truck out of the reserve in addition right to here. What's being budgeted. So,
all right, and that would bring me to another question, but I'll let you go for a bit, Jerry.
Well, I just want to be clear. Right now, Dave, you're saying there's $340,000
yes.
in an equipment reserve.
Yes,
not the fund balance of highways.
But we put in equipment reserve.
It is part of the
fund. Well, because we budgeted... If you recall, in 2019, we budgeted for two trucks.
Right.
Okay. We weren't going to let them order two trucks, so we moved $215,000 to the equipment reserve.
Gotcha. Right.
Okay. All right.
Great.
In 2020, we budgeted another $215,000 for him to buy a truck, and we put $125,000 to be put into the reserve that gets us to the
$340,000.
Okay. Great. So actually, if you carry this forward even as it's proposed, what's basically proposed here is an increase in that one line of my budget, 25% per year, if you look forward. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get to the end, that number should be basically a flat from there forward for a number of years. You shouldn't have to keep bumping that up, you know, other than...
Not only that, it flattens out the cost. In year five, if this works out right, and it also brings up the our equipment, or brings down the age of our equipment to under, what did we figure, Al? About under 7 years, right? Pretty much every...
About 8 years.
But yeah. Okay, everything's under 8 years, where now it's
You're getting closer, so much right. closer to where you need to be. Because the longest term you can get on any of our heavy trucks...
7 years.
7 years.
Right.
So we're trying to reach that goal.
Right.
I mean, like truck four, I mean, that would be one that I think we should go and do rotation every year like we're doing with the crew trucks and Jerry's truck. I mean, if we can roll that every year at a minimal to no cost, that's a...
You can test that theory after it's here, like next year, next spring.
Yeah.
You can test it without really letting go of it.
Exactly.
Because the way we put these things up for auction, you know, it's we pay no fees at all. The only way you would pay a fee when you auction these, because there are no
reserves.
Well, no, it's I have the right to refuse any and all bids.
Okay.
Period. And if you refuse all the bids, okay, if you didn't get enough for it, the highest bidder is put in touch with you to try to negotiate a price you both can live with. If at that point you haven't negotiated a price you both can live with, we would end up paying like $250 because they listed it, came out and took pictures of it and all that.
Right.
So their hope is you're going to sell it. They make their money from the buyer.
Right.
It's like an 8% buyer's premium. Mm-hmm. So okay. it's a good way to test what you have if you need to.
Depending on the market, you could actually make money.
You could.
In some instances.
You could. You know, the beyond the pickup trucks, like what we're talking about here, a cabin chassis, we got also have a couple other ones like that, truck 9 and truck 30. You know, as this plan goes forward, they're getting older too. Truck 4, the one that we're trying to get rid of here, that's a 2004. Truck 9, I think, I want to say that's a 6 or 9. 6 or 7. Yeah, that's our liftgate truck. So, you know, we're watching all of it and we're trying to gear it. But if you're not going to get enough out of one of those dual wheel, bigger size trucks, you know, go a second year and try it again, you know, because they hold a value differently than a pickup will. You know, they're the kind of truck that a landscaper is going to buy or a small commercial contractor. You know, they're not like the heavy dump trucks. So.
And the only discrepancy I see between your plan and the agenda is $39,000 for this. We're buying more than a one-ton crew truck. We're buying two.
Yes. What you're doing in that part of it, it's actually, if you want to get exact, $38,997.68 for getting the two pickups we've been flipping, swapping them off. There's an upgrade in there for better tires and wheels on the one I drive. It's just a minor thing, but that also includes the cost of the one-ton four-door cabin chassis. So that $39,000 is covering the flip of the two pickups and the purchase of the cabin chassis.
What'd
and
you
then
say,
we'll put the box on it.
What did you say we're missing? Because in that, it's got the...
Well, in the plan, you've got a one-ton crew truck for $39,000, but in the resolution, it's a one-ton three. It's a 350,
right.
And then
two
250s.
Right. Exactly, right. And that's what it is. That's
anything.
Right.
That's what I had to figure because it looked like we're just
They're all in that 39.
It's all in that 39.
The number is the same. I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
So FG and H, theoretically, or maybe even technically, are all budgeted items.
Yes.
Laid out the way it is in this plan.
Yeah.
We're just
asking for approval to spend it differently than we
differently than you did.
Yes.
Mostly because of the financed truck.
Well, not only that. Well, it's more. It's also just equally not only the financing, but we're getting a mower that we need anyway at a substantially discounted rate, and we get to use it now. We get to sell the other one. Well, now we get three new trucks that we didn't have, so that we're going to update that. So the
warranty's still warranty.
Puts them all into warranty, and we're able to get the plow truck as well. I mean, so you're getting a lot of five pieces of equipment that will be brand new, be under warranty.
If you remember our original budget request for this year, it had two plow trucks. Well, okay, we got one. Mm-hmm. But we did ask for a cabin chassis, and we did ask for a roadside mower. And I think the thing we've gone without is the reconditioned forklift. Mm-hmm. That was in our budget request. So now, if we enact this plan for this year on budgeted monies that are already there and just spend it differently than we normally do, we address all the needs except for forklift. So,
yes, and the only thing it leaves us, the only other thing is the $45,000 we got to make sure we.
Yes.
So it's the forklift and the $45,000.
Yep. And we've kind of covered it for next year.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yes, hopefully.
Well, I have to say I'm impressed with this. It's a good plan, and you know, I don't know if we're going to say that over the next 4 years we're going to spend as much. I hope we get to, you know, we have to figure out where the money comes from, but
right.
It's a good approach. It's the kind of thing that it's the long range, big picture approach that we need.
Well, yes, and the other, I do have another note here as far as a 25% annual increase over the next 4 years, which puts us somewhere over 100% increase in 4 years in your equipment budget. I'm not saying it's wrong or it's bad or anything, but it's...
Right. But again, that's something that obviously each fall when we sit down to prepare the budget, that's when we'll be talking about it, you know. Yeah.
But you'll see some of the...
Are we still going to do this?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Because you see some of the listed items.
You know.
Like our backhoe. It's not next year. It's the year after, I believe.
Yeah. And I understand. On, I can follow.
And they're 100 grand.
And if you get on the rotation, like with the backhoes... and skid steers and things like that. I know, I can tell you, Marcellus, they were making money on those. They were trading them in yearly. So they'd buy one because it's such a reduced cost.
Oh, yeah.
And then they trade it in because, and those things are things that are in demand. So if we can get to that point,
yes.
We're not only, you know, we're going in and even if we don't make money, we're staying even, and you always have that warranty on it. That's what this plan is hoping to try to accomplish. So we get to that point where, you know, we level out,
right.
You know, and we have a sustainable group of equipment that stays under warranty, and it reduces that.
Eventually, I'll be able to.
Budget.
Yeah, eventually,
right.
I'll be able to say to you, okay,
right.
We've got enough new stuff,
right.
We got enough warranty yep. protection,
right.
Where I don't need 70 and 70
exactly.
in the parts and repair
right.
and outside service vendors. So,
and we'll be able to see.
Is
how
that
much
an immediate thing you can do? No, we still have too much old stuff.
Right.
So,
I get it.
That's where we're at.
Let me throw out, it's, you know, I'm good for these, a crazy idea. Does it make any sense to consider, you know, I'm just thinking back. What happens in September and October as we review the budget, and without minimizing all of the things that we put a lot of attention into, it's a lot of it is just boilerplate stuff, and we just kind of tweak the Parks Department, and we tweak this, and we tweak this. Of all the things that we have so much, that is so important, the equipment budget is so important, what if we met before the budget time, like sometime in August, and talked about the long-range plan, and just say, well, what are we getting ready to do in 2021? And just spent some quality time talking about, because I always feel pressed during the budget deliberations.
That's one of the things that I want to do. I mean, that's why we started working on this now, the Highway Committee. I mean, we started working on this in February.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of my goals is to move forward to do exactly what you're saying.
I would be amenable
and
to,
you know, if everybody wants to meet, that's fine as well. But I think we should have more conversations about that.
And then when we
especially
meet to discuss the budget,
magnitude.
We've already got a big chunk of it done. You know. Oh, we already did that, you know, and then we can work, we can just concentrate on all the other littler things. I don't know.
I'm good with that.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Especially, like I said, something like this isn't
well, it's
your
critical.
Budget.
It's
is
critical.
The biggest budget. I would like to spend more time in that.
Well, remember that, Bob.
What's
schedule
that?
Put that one
yeah.
down.
Yeah, no, I will. I mean, as long as you want to do it, we'll have to schedule a meeting.
We'll busy then.
You know, public meetings, but what we'll do, Jerry, is we'll get the Highway Committee, and
we'll
the
review
rest
our
of the board, and we'll schedule a meeting for you know, so the public can come in, and we'll start working on it. You know, we can chip away a little bit at it, and then when we get to a point where everybody wants to be involved, then we'll schedule those meetings. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Bob. Tony asked for a... you want to come over, Tony? Tony asked to go to a...
with a label so I know what the numbers are.
It's a...
Is that the New York State Rec and Parks?
Yeah, where is that?
That's A.
It's A?
Item D, I think.
D? Okay. So now, what I'm trying to do is look for, no.
B.
B? Okay. What I'm trying to do is look for ways, I know Tony said it was budgeted, but I'm trying to look for ways to, like, lean down. Okay, when I talked to Tony, he had him and Petrina in there. Now, there are certain things like, Tim and Bill are going to that conference, and they're both going because they have to get certified. So in one day, they all get certified. Dean is going to a thing, and she's getting certain training that's mandated. Stuff Jeff and I went to, certainly, if it isn't mandated, it's things that I need. Yeah, I certainly need, and Jeff, I think, found worthwhile. There were a lot of things, you know, like marijuana stuff. So when I said to Tony, he had both him and Petrina in there, and on this, I cut that down. Now, I'm not saying that she shouldn't go, but I'm saying what's, you know, is it a nice to go as opposed to need to go?
I'll give you my perspective. For the same reason you guys were excited about the Association of Towns Conference, that's what happens at the Recreation Conference. That guy just gets bombarded with, oh, is that how you do it? You know, all these different ideas and different ways of doing it. You know, if we had the $300 to send Petrina, I'd say send Petrina. But if you know, if Tony has to go by himself, he should at least go. But it's analogous to.
Oh, I'm not saying he should go.
Yeah, no, I know that.
But yeah, this
I'm
is
just to paint you a picture because I've been to them every year. Yeah. And I also went to the national one, the NRP, which Tony hasn't asked to go to, and it's expensive. But oh my goodness, you come back with so many. Just the same way you two guys came back from the Association of Towns, that's what happens to him.
The difference is the stuff we were talking, we had a lot of legal stuff that we have to take care of. I mean, with parks, you know, I'm not saying that it's not important, but I'm trying, when I'm going through, and then when we talk about these things, when we talk about having to, you know, look at hard numbers, you know, where can we save? And that's what I'm saying.
Well, for $300, I would say.
$300.
I mean, would say, as a park, what is she? What's her title?
I don't know.
Senior Regulator.
Yeah, I would just send Tony. And also, another thing, too, is Tarrytown's what? 3 hours away towards New York City? Yeah. I would like to see a recommendation, anything that travel time over an hour, we have to rent a car.
Because or at least look at it.
Or look at renting a car.
Or rent a car.
Instead of paying mileage.
A lot of times,
if we pay
cheaper.
Mileage,
oh, yeah,
it'll be a lot cheaper for the town.
Now, do we have an account with Enterprise? Because I know the state has an account up at Route 31 and 57. And when I worked with the Sheriff's Department, I used to rent them up there and get the state rate. And at the time, it was $34.
We could probably get the state rate.
We should be able to, yeah. I mean, all we have to do is go up and get an account.
It's a good idea. Just to rent a car. So, well, I mean, you guys decide. I mean, it's...
Yeah, sometimes it... I mean, if you're, like... I got a thing, and I'm going down to Albany for a lobby day. I mean, that's 120-something miles. I mean, that's... To rent a car, you know, I mean, how much are you going to save?
Well, I was talking about...
Yeah, but when you go, like, 300-400 miles, you know, round trip, I think we at least look at it. But
definitely. I mean, Jesus. I mean, if it's a more efficient way to send someone by renting a car, do it. I was just referring to whether you want to send both of them there, and I'm not going to lose any sleep if Katrina doesn't go. All I can tell you is from personal experience, you just come away really psyched, and you come up with like innovative ideas, and you know.
Yeah, no. There's no question that okay. I think one of them should go, and I even said to Tony, I said, if you want to send Petrina, but unless there was some.
He should go.
Okay.
And you're gonna get an award this year. You gotta get on the spray part.
I think so. And then I'd ask if you're only sending one down, that whoever didn't get to go would have the opportunity to go to the awards dinner. And
awards dinner where?
There's an awards dinner in the thing that I gave you. If we receive that award at the state level, the other person.
That's the same thing as then. How's she gonna get there?
How's she gonna get there? I mean, all the way down to Tarrytown. So.
That's the same thing as her going.
No, I mean, if she could go down for the dinner or down for half a day.
We're not going to send someone down there for a dinner. No, not for a town. Yeah, mileage. No.
I mean, you're going to the one down in Binghamton.
Right.
If you didn't know, they got an award. They won an award.
That's the same.
And, right. You know, and you know, Tony asked me, hey, can we go down? Well, he has to go anyway. It doesn't cost any more to send Petrina. And so they're going, you know, both of them are going down for that.
I don't know if that was explained to everybody, but New York State is divided into regions. And so we're in the central New York, central region of the Rec and Park Society. So we have a central region, and they happen to be meeting in Binghamton. They usually meet in Syracuse.
Right.
But I don't know who prevailed on that one. But then the bigger organization is the New York State Rec and Park Society, which all the little ones are members of.
Yeah.
That's why you usually go to two a year.
But
so
Petrina,
we won the regional ones.
Yeah, okay. And Petrina is going. Both of them are going to that.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, sometimes I would go to the New York State one all by myself. I mean, but you should go, not Petrina. I mean, you're
oh,
the
absolutely, yeah.
I mean,
the networking alone is priceless.
I know.
Going down and talking with people, and like you said, getting a different perspective, talking to people that are in a similar field, and what you're doing, how they're doing it. You can't put a price tag on that. Plus,
and that's not what I was saying. I said
the only reason why she was put in for this year is for the fact that, you know, obviously last year she had a baby, so I would like her to experience it. Maybe when one comes closer to home, Syracuse, Saratoga area, maybe that she would get to.
Nobody says we can't revisit it, but this one, you know, like I said, when I'm going through, I mean, we're doing, you know, we're looking at things, and I'm trying to look at everything in there too. And Al will tell you, you know, we're talking about, you know, if we can save $50 here, $100 there, $500 here. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, just to lean things down and try to trim the fat. At least when we have these meetings and when people say, you know, what are you doing? We can say, okay, we're carrying on business, but we're trying to do it as efficiently and frugally as possible. That's all I'm trying to do with this.
In the last 5 minutes, can we talk about the pavement management plan since it's on the agenda?
Yep, where'd Jerry go?
Jerry. Pavement management plan.
I have no questions about doing this road or that road. I defer to Jerry and Al, probably work together to put this together, right? Al, you're a part of this, the pavement management?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a pavement guy, so I'm happy with this.
Just because your road's on there.
Oh, is it? Oh, it is.
Oh, it is?
Didn't notice that. Gee, now he was.
But the only question, and Jerry, I've been asking you for this, and you do get to them occasionally, you know, as you find money left over. But the plan that I would like to see, and we'll vote on this tonight, and we're going to pass it probably. But I would love to see, and here are all the ancillary things that need to be done in this town. Oof. You know, like the guardrails over the ditches and things like that. Not that we're going to fix them all in one day, but just to have a perspective of what we're leaving out.
Yeah, just
this takes care of the roads.
Some of them.
Well, just to give you, a quick couple here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Quick,
yeah, I know. Because now we're starting to get closer to the truth for vendor prices due to oil prices and everything else. Okay. So, just to give you a couple. This is just one of our vendors for some of our roads for the oil and stone type work. Okay. We'll just look at Kibbe. Okay. He's not doing Kibbe. Okay. Wait a minute. Let's find when he's doing Wheaton. Okay. Let's look at Wheaton. Wheaton, you've got, if you add $30,871 and basically $5,000. So you might as well say $36,000.
As opposed to the 60.
Right.
Yeah.
And we always have to estimate high because of when we have to do this. And sometimes you'll say, holy crow, that's extremely high. But what that does, that height in that number you see there, the 60,
yeah,
when we go down Dingle Hole Road or Wheaton or any of the others that are on this list, we clean all the ditches, we look for any bad cross culverts, any bad driveway culverts, anything bad, and we fix it in our preparation for the oil and stone process.
Okay.
So that's why the numbers are above what these numbers are.
I don't want to take a single dollar away from this. But independent of this, or here's the secondary list, guys, here are the things that, you know, will get addressed if we have the money.
Well, last year we did Drake's.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not so only that one place we were talking about out on
the bridge.
Because you bridge, have it in your head,
yeah,
and the guy I don't have it.
Yeah.
I would like to see it on a piece of paper. Here are all the other things that you guys
ought to consider.
Yeah.
And
they're here and they're in my head.
Yes. Well, we did talk about them. We went out and he was showing me someplace and we did talk about them. So
can you just put them on a piece of paper and get them to us?
I know you're going to start. I just ask one more thing.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I know I ask this every year. You and Gene, there's a column here that says final cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the 2019 pavement management plan and now the 2020. Can we put numbers in that column?
We do, as we get them.
Is that a-
No, we do as we complete different sections and we get our actual vendor bills, we put them on there.
Okay.
You know, I have
so we don't get them until we do the road.
Pick it.
Yeah, I got to do the road.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah. Got to do the
Sorry,
road.
I'm delayed.
No.
That's
fair question.
Just as we go along, just remind me what I wrote.
Are you turning this off?
I don't have to. Venus, there, she can turn. Are
you turning this off?
We're ending the work session at 7 o'clock.